Ladies and gentlemen, boys and motherfucking girls, welcome to the Let's Keep It A Buck podcast, episode 57. Episode 57. I got my Nets beanie on today because, you know, we making moves out here. Dom, say what's up to the chat.
I don't like this guy. This guy's a fraud. He's a sham. He's a phony. What's popping, chat? What's popping, y'all? Welcome back. Back like you never left, your boy.
Hey.
Black Nail Gang.
Oh, yeah. They weren't there for the Patreon episode where Dom debuted his nails. Show them the black nails. Hey, tell them the inspiration. Tell them the inspiration.
I'm pure boredom. Pure boredom.
He's a vampire.
Roar.
Vamp anthem. This nigga said
roar. Imagine a vampire roaring, bro. That'd be wild.
Roar.
Justin, how you been, bro? How you been? Say what's up to the chat.
Just cracking. Just doing some work. You know, Hilton Armstrong is the only player to wear number 57.
Yeah.
According to Basketball Reference.
I didn't even try. I was like, yeah. No.
Hilton Armstrong?
Hilton Armstrong.
Shout out Hilton Armstrong. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my Spotify people, iTunes people. Leave us a 5-star. We got another one this week. Left us a good review. Said we got Joe Rogan potential.
Mm. Interesting.
Really high on us, man. So shout out to the iTunes people. Shout out to the Patreon people. Shout out to Cam. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Cam.
That last episode was for Cam. You. That last episode was for you. You know what I'm saying? For the people who don't know, we do have a Patreon. We did our one extra episode a month for all patrons. We did versus Chris Brown versus Usher. Guess who won? Guess who won? Won't tell y'all this pod. crazy. Who else did we do? We did Wayne versus Thug. Can't tell y'all that as well, which is crazy.
Can't tell y'all.
Crazy.
It's
so
exclusive info. Y'all have to ask Cam.
Yeah, shout out Cam. You know what I'm saying? links in the panels for the Patreon. We also got two additional Patreons the last 2 days. I believe Jaybird, Repledge, and Jason as well. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to Twitch chat in the building. Twitch chat in the building right now. Shout out to the YouTube clips people. We're just all over the place. It's crazy. The Instagram, the TikTok. You know what I'm saying? We're worldwide. Mr. Worldwide. You know what I'm saying?
Disgusting.
Fuck Pitbull.
Don't ever.
It's okay.
What do you mean? Mr. World.
But how have y'all been since the last Patreon pod, aka 2 days ago?
What's happened in 2 days? Nothing. About the same.
That's tough. I went to Mass, you know what I'm saying? Spent some time with Bree Souls. Watch some Falcon the Winter Soldier. Terrible show.
It's bad?
No, it's good. It's good. It's just slow start.
Wait, it's a show or a movie?
It's a show. It's like six episodes.
I'm not watching it. I thought it was a movie. Show. Never
mind. It's right here. Well, a lot has actually happened since our last pod in the buyout market. My Nets, we picked up LaMarcus Aldridge.
You can't be doing this.
Let me check. I really do need to sign a paper somewhere to confirm my allegiance. But yeah, my Nets picked up LaMarcus Aldridge. The Lakers picked up Andre Drummond. 19 points and 19 rebounds a game for nothing, Andre Drummond.
Yo, I hate haters. Bandwagon haters. It's crazy.
Hey.
Bandwagon haters.
They literally signed Andre Drummond and you switched on him like that?
Yeah,
I knew you hated Andre Drummond.
Yeah, I can't support
like
Andre Drummond. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, this is literally the first beanie I saw. But yeah, so the buyout market happened. And conversations about super teams have, you know, rose again. Because it seems like the Brooklyn Nets just keep on adding pieces to their super team. Quote unquote.
Oh my god.
No, so
alleged super team.
Alleged. No, but quick recap, they signed KD and Kyrie going into the 2019-2020 season. And then obviously they were injured. coming to this season. Everyone's healthy. And then during the trade deadline, they traded for James Harden. They got Blake Griffin. They got LaMarcus Aldridge. And now this team is a Don, what'd you say earlier? A mega team?
Yeah, this is a mega team now. We're a mega team.
Yeah, we making up terms now. You know, that's what we doing. So
yeah.
The Brooklyn Nets are a mega team. So how did y'all feel about the signings? Let's start with LaMarcus Aldridge first. How'd y'all feel about that?
Honestly, wasn't expecting it. It was kind of I wasn't really paying attention like to reports of where he was like wanting to go. So I wasn't sure if the Nets were even an option. But I didn't think they would try to sign him, especially after getting Blake Griffin. I'm thinking you would kind of want a center that can at least have defensive potential or something like that. Like, I just kept thinking defense.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, I am wrong because this team is like, nah, race to 200. LaMarcus helps us. Let's go. And I'm like, okay.
It's wild. I've never seen a team double down on their strengths and just not give a fuck about their weaknesses.
D'Antoni, I'm telling you, D'Antoni is at the hell of this shit, bro. Steve Nash is just a pup. He's Elmo, bro. Nash is just Elmo. Crazy. This man D'Antoni is orchestrating this whole thing.
Because every other team would have that talent, and they'd be like, okay, we have all this offensive now talent. Now let's tweak a little bit, fix our weaknesses through the buyout market. This motherfucker said, no, more offense. Let's get Blake Griffin, LaMarcus Aldridge.
Three. They got everything. They got threes. They got mid-range. They got dunks. They got – what are their shots of there? Layups?
Kyrie's getting layups.
Yeah. It's just crazy. Now, let's have a couple conversations about the Nets. Number one, I'm going to say on the pod, they are a super team. They are a super team. I will concede.
What changed your mind?
Honestly, not even something that I just thought. It's just I've seen on Twitter and throughout all social media that the consensus is that this is a super team and that they are expected to dominate the league and win a championship.
So it's a democracy of deciding what's a super team?
Well, that was really the only thing that was, you know, holding me back from the whole thing was that, like, yes, they have all this talent, but then when it comes to picking the championship, like, well, how are the Lakers still favored if they're a super team? Because to me, a super team was always that team that was, you know, destined to dominate the league and be head and shoulders above everyone else, and everyone's trying to build to beat that team. And the Nets are that team now. So I will concede they are a super team. You guys already thought they were a super team, so.
Yeah, yeah.
So the next convo, I guess, is a convo we had on Locker Room earlier. What you think about KD, Dom? What you think about KD now, bro?
I mean, has anything changed? What's changed?
Yeah, what do you mean now? Now the market soldier.
Okay, this is my thing, bro. When KD joined the Warriors, the whole problem was, KD joined the super team. He didn't make one. So we can't count any of his rings. So then he signs. So then he leaves that team when he could have resigned and kept the role going. He left that team, went to the Brooklyn Nets, who the year before, since, you know, people like to bring this up with the Miami Heat, how, like, what their record was. The year prior, KD and Kyrie joined, they were a 42-40 team, sixth seed in the East. Really nothing much. So then you got KD signing there. Kyrie joins there. So it's not even like a trio. It's a duo with a lot of pieces. Year one, they're both injured. They don't get Harden until not even going into the season after, but in the middle of a season through a trade. So it wasn't a free agency signing where they just, you know, got him for nothing, essentially. They gave up big pieces. Jared Allen, Caris LeVert. They gave up depth for James Harden. And then they signed players through the buyout market, Blake Griffin, LaMarcus Aldridge. And I don't know, it just feels like the biggest knock on KD was with the Warriors he didn't do in Brooklyn, and it's still these rings don't count. Like, he built a super team.
These rings don't count.
He built a super team. So I just don't get the criticism with KD right now. I don't know if y'all want to rebuttal to that.
I mean, I don't think I'm not saying that these rings don't count. I've never, I haven't said that. I've always said that these Nets rings will count. So that's what I'm saying. Like, what, when you say, what do I think of them now? Like, when I say what's changed, like, what's changed? Like, he's expected to win. Cool. I never said that his Nets rings wouldn't count. I just said I was in the locker room. In terms of value of rings, I would definitely weigh these rings way more than the 2017 rings. These mean way more than that to me. But in reality, they mean less than, like, the 1977 championship. Because, like, bro, oh, wow. Niggas out here with mega teams, bro. Like, come on.
But with the competition.
No, troll. It means more, but it's still, like, I still look at you kind of like, I still don't like you. Like, it wouldn't change my mind about you.
He has still not proved, even if he wins, he still won't have proved that he can win with him as, like, the clear number one.
Well, he is the clear number one.
Honestly, it's looking like Harden. I ain't gonna lie.
Harden?
What? Exactly. You guys said it. It's not clear. I don't want people to think the haters said it.
Same with the Warriors. He's not the clear number one.
That's true. Stop. That's
Steph Curry's bad. Stop.
It was considered a Steph
Curry. You of all people, dog, please.
Hey, I ain't saying nothing. These are not my words.
All I'm saying is it's not a clear number one. I'm not saying he's not number one, but.
I think with KD, he doesn't really care if he's a number one.
Oh, no.
I really don't think he cares. Like, he knows he's an extremely versatile player, arguably the most versatile offensive weapon out there.
I'm not saying KD cares. I'm saying fans. KD probably doesn't give a shit.
Oh, yeah.
After all, he did go to the Warriors after they beat us, so clearly couldn't care less. I mean, he does care what people have to say on Twitter, but...
I might have said, you got to care to a certain extent to make burner accounts.
maybe he do care. Yeah.
So, do y'all have a problem right with now. What the Nets are doing right now? Do y'all think it's unfair, ungodly?
Nope. No. Nope. Unfair, no. Ungodly, no.
So, but, Dom, you were just trolling on Locker Room this whole fucking day.
I mean, no.
It's a locker room sport.
It's immoral. Like, I ain't gonna lie, it's immoral.
It's immoral? I'm not immoral.
I don't.
You have to repent for your sins at the end of the day, but
I don't.
They can do
I
it.
Don't fuck with it. I mean, I don't personally like it, but I'm not gonna say, oh, it's unfair. I'm not gonna be a freaking punk about it. I'm like, oh, no, it's so unfair. I ain't gonna say that. I mean,
it's clear they signed.
They traded and gutted their team for James Harden. Cool. They signed players through the bio market. Those players decided to go there. I mean, they didn't want to go nowhere else. I can't be, as a Laker fan, I'm only mad because they ain't choose the Lakers. Like, Blake Griffin, I was one of the people saying I wanted Blake. He goes to the Nets. We got Drummond, cool, but LaMarcus Aldridge, I was like, you know, he could replace Mark because Mark really ain't even playing. Goes to the Nets. I'm like, okay, well, that's fine. That's fine. So me hating what they're doing is more just a biased Laker fan. In terms of trying to win, I get it. I want the Lakers to do the same thing. So I respect that aspect. It's still just fuck that nigga KD, you know?
Now let me expand the question a little bit. I feel like the consensus is that this doesn't really change anything for KD's legacy. But what about Harden and Kyrie? Hypothetically, if they win, this would be Harden's first ring. And as we just said, it feels like he is the number one option. Kyrie, he proves that he can win a championship without LeBron. Does that count? Would they have to prove themselves again? Or is it, you know, this is it? This is it.
It depends how they play, in my opinion. I don't know about Justin.
I think it does depend on how they play. But if this team does win, that none of the players will have proved anything that they haven't already proved besides I guess you could say Harden proves he can win a championship, but I mean, cool. Like,
no, okay. These players can't do nothing to y'all. Oh my god!
If you have a team, if you have a team this good, this stacked, really, the only thing you can do is underachieve. You either meet what you were supposed to do, or you underachieve. You can't really exceed or prove yourself with a team like this.
So not winning a championship is a failure. Anything
differently about you as a player if this is the team that wins. Assuming everyone balls out. I mean, if everyone shits the bed and KD carries them or something, then I'll be like, all right, maybe I'll give him some credit. But I'm assuming everyone's going to ball out, right? It's.
I mean, I'm assuming
it's KD, James Harden, and Kyrie Irving. Like,
Yeah.
With, what are the odds?
With unstoppable players Blake Griffin and LaMarcus Aldridge.
Oh, God.
I can't even say it with a straight face. The way Twitter is gassing up Blake Griffin and LaMarcus Aldridge is fucking wild to me, dude.
How has he done?
I'm not gonna lie to you.
He's done well. Go ahead.
I really think the Blake hype is actually deserved. LaMarcus is still to see. I do think the Blake hype is well deserved. I honestly think that nigga just didn't give a fuck about Detroit. Like I'm not gonna lie.
I do believe that. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. And I've been saying the same thing about Drummond. I'm like, bro, everybody's saying, Drummond jumped 19-19 for nothing. Like, I mean, I get that. But when you have a career starting with the Pistons and shifting to the Cavs, the fuck do you care about other than your check? Like, I don't get it. I would stat pad too if that means I can get $30 million and lose. I mean, I don't know who's losing for free or losing for a minimum check.
Yeah.
Like, So I want to see Drummond play with a purpose. Again, Wiggins is the biggest outlier so far. Like, Wiggins, everyone thought it was just like, we all knew it was a Wiggins problem. Like, Wiggins is a bust. He's not filling that potential because he's just not that player. When in reality, the Timberwolves are just toxic. And if you don't have a good culture, a lot of players can get lost in the culture. Like, I'm just saying, like,
he got better, players, but it's not like, oh shit, we were all wrong about Wiggins.
I'm not gonna say it's, oh shit, we was all wrong about Wiggins, but it's like, oh shit, all it took was motivation for you to be the player we expect you to be, right?
Yeah,
like I feel like a lot of players when they don't meet their expectations because they're not motivated to. Like they're not. You don't reach your potential if you're not motivated to reach your potential. Like,
but I feel like a reason for Wiggins at least was the fact that everyone's been calling him a bust. I honestly feel like if we never had these conversations, and if we mm-hmm. are still in year six and we're just like, okay, he's still 25, he has a little bit of time. Like he's gonna fucking agree with that and be like, all right, give me 3 more years to be a 25 point per game scorer. Like I don't think he would be this good. I ain't gonna.
I feel you.
I'm just saying. So I feel like that pressure, that criticism, is a reason why Wiggins has played better. But going to the Lakers, Dom, how do you feel about? I feel about our Lakers.
Our Lakers now.
Signing big Andre.
Hey, bro, I'm the big. I was one of the biggest people on locker room, and you know, around saying Drummond will be a good signing for the Lakers. I feel like he's a better version of he'll be a better version of Montrezl Harrell. Like he definitely. That production he gives on the glass, I feel like that energy and effort can be put towards defense if motivated to. And, you know, maybe playing next to the GOAT in the brow, clean up that efficiency a little bit. I mean, even though they're layups and he's just missing layups. But maybe if I care to make this, I don't know. I'm just capping for Drummond. I just always felt bad because he was.
Maybe he'll try because he's not on the Cavs.
Yeah, maybe he'll try because he's not on the Cavs in Detroit at this point. Like, I don't know. I like Drummond. I feel like he gets a little. Too much of a bad rap.
I honestly agree to an extent because going into that draft, I was high on Drummond as well. And for him to pan out to be, you know, a 15-15 guy, to me, at least back then, like with how people were perceiving Drummond, because he was drafted 10th overall. They're like, he doesn't really got an offensive game like that, which is honestly true. But, you know, I was high on him during that draft. I don't know if the Celtics had a draft pick, but... For him to be a 15-15 guy, it was a I told you so moment to y'all that he was, you know, he wasn't gonna be a bust essentially, and I don't think Andre Drummond is a bust as well. But good signing for the Lakers. Did we talk about the trade deadline signings or no? Like at all last pod.
Did we? I don't think we did. No, on Wednesday, we didn't. About no, Big Vooch. No, we didn't talk about Big Vooch and Snack Levine. We didn't talk about that.
Hey, yo, time out. Let's talk about Big Vooch, man. Look, me and Damo started this. I'm just saying.
We want our credit.
Yeah.
We want our credit.
Hey, Kenny. We want our credit, bro.
Hey, Kenny, that's all I'm saying, bro. Listen, go back to the HTP days, bro. I specifically remember calling him Big Vooch, and B Sosa's like, Big Vooch? I'm like, I don't, yeah, I don't. And he's like, and since then we ran with it, and I've called him Big Vooch since then. And yeah, no, that is not a nickname. That's like a comment. Oh, we heard it on NBA TV. Nah, man, you heard. You know, you heard that from. That came from.
I swear to God, and then it just kind of trickled down the NBA vine. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's our impact down. Is crazy. It's crazy. All
the way
out
down
here
to the bottom.
Hey, what can I say? And then I don't want to, you know, rub pause on this. I don't want to rub myself. Is that the right terminology?
No.
Pat myself on the back.
Yeah. Rub myself.
I don't want to rub myself. Gas myself up.
Gas myself up. You know what I'm saying?
What are you trying to do?
Hey,
he's definitely
75,
not trying to rub
himself. 75K. That's all I need, bro. Wow,
oh
but anyway, I swear to God, when I released that Andrew Wiggins video in 2018, that's literally when that conversation started. To me, at least, that's like since I uploaded that, the conversation has just like exponentially grew to the point where people really started hating Wiggins. And a lot of people have literally come up to me and like told me that if it wasn't for that video, I wouldn't realize the truth about Wiggins. I was like, yo.
You exposed my boy Wiggins like that.
You're the reason Wiggins gets hate. You're the NBA community.
He probably hates
you. Is that why?
No, crazy, so crazy.
With the good and the bad. He said we came up with a Big Vooch nickname and the Wiggins hate.
We invented Wiggins hate.
Oh, Wiggins slander, that's us.
You think you hate Wiggins? We invented that.
We're the reason you hate him.
We inception that.
This is right here. Mind. And even going to other creators in the space, like Low, when he made that Reggie Miller video, that's when motherfuckers just started hating Reggie Miller, bro. Holy shit.
People don't realize the influence that the NBA YouTubers have on the NBA community. Like,
I'm going to say, hey, tell me if I'm bugging, but... You know.
Wait, why do they hate Reggie Miller?
No, he's an overrated bum. At least that's what the argument is.
Right. As long as Low says.
That's what Low says. Yeah, that's what Low says.
Low is one of the few people that when I get into an argument with, I just know he's going to somehow persuade me to thinking he's right. Like, he's that good.
Even if he's wrong?
Even if he's wrong. And Dom knows this firsthand, bro. He does this all the time. Like, he's really good. He's really good at fucking convincing people, which is wild.
Not if you do this.
Ching.
Release, nigga. Because Low likes to put people in genjutsus, bro. That's all it is. If you hit that release and you realize what's going on, it doesn't work. You just troll him at that point. Low know not to argue with me, especially if it's something I really actually want to argue about. Oh, yeah. Because then I'm going all day, and I know what he's doing. He can't do it with me. Known him too long.
Crazy.
His bullshit can't keep up with your facts. That's what it is.
It's not even that.
Because I've been there before. arguing out your ass, and they just keep going, and you're like, bro, I've been bullshitting the whole time. Stop. Everything I said was made up.
That shit is wild.
I've won arguments making everything up, so it can happen. It can happen.
It definitely can. Hey, you ain't the only one. You ain't the only one.
Not making everything up, but like, just not telling the truth either.
I have legit trolled my way through debates, and somehow it worked.
It's really easy. It's really easy. I'm not gonna lie.
It really is.
Unless your opponent's like way smarter than you, or like knows they got you beat.
No, but it really shows like winning an argument really doesn't depend on the truth.
It doesn't make you right.
It's literally just persuading people to be on your side. And once you get like five people on your side disagreeing with the one dude you're debating against, it's over.
It's over.
You're going to get drowned out. But any more basketball talk so we can, you know, stay in the charts?
I just want to say rest in peace, Daniel Tice. Your career is over now. What team is even on? The Bulls?
Yeah.
He
got traded for Mo Wagner. So I don't know where Mo
was. Yeah, I don't know who that was. I looked him up.
I know who he is, but I don't know where he's
looked
from.
Looked him up again.
I know
who
he
forgot
is.
His name
former
again.
Laker. Former Laker.
Yeah,
pick,
I know he was a Laker. I just don't remember like the last team he was on.
I looked him up. He had like 4 points a game.
The Wizards.
Average shooting, low numbers or minutes. I don't know.
He was sent to Washington with Isaac Bonga.
Yeah. That was from the Lakers, though. That wasn't the trade deadline trade.
No.
Victor Oladipo, how y'all feel about that signing? Right?
That could be good for him.
Could it? It could, I guess.
Just to, like, play on a somewhat competitive team with someone who, at least someone who's better than you.
It's a low-risk, high-reward trade, I feel like. Like, Vic could instantly just go back to 2018. Not 2018, but near that level. And, you know, a trio of you know, close to 2018, Victor Oladipo, Bam Adebayo, and Jimmy Butler, the way he's playing right now. They didn't lose Hero. They didn't lose Robinson. That could be a deadly addition.
As long as Hero and Robinson start playing like they did last year.
Yeah. But
they have not been keeping up.
But there's a super team in the East, guys. Yeah. Doesn't really matter.
Mega team in the East.
It does matter.
It's like matchups don't matter. Interesting.
Shout it's a out, race to 200.
Shout out Bucks. Still on y'all, man.
Forgot about the Bucks. Damn, we really completely forgot it's about the Bucks. When was the last time we even talked about
that? I don't think anybody.
I'm just saying, bro.
It's been a minute.
The Bucks, hey. Don't sleep on the Bucks, bro.
Don't sleep on the Bucks.
Bucks fan? Bucks fan in the building?
I'm an NBA fan.
Bucks Beanie next pod?
I'm a fan of greatness. What do you mean, bro?
I just like winning. I just like who wins.
I'm being serious.
Sound like a bandwagon.
I don't care. Like,
just like you're giving off bandwagon vibes. That's all.
It's all right. I'll be winning every year.
I bet you I won't lose.
Yeah,
KD rings though. You'll be winning KD rings.
Rings nonetheless.
More rings than everybody else.
I'm about to say, yo, Justin, how would it feel to be a Cavs fan, bro?
Let's see.
Terrible. The answer's terrible.
Let's see. Got a ring?
Then?
That's one more than most teams. When was the last time?
Is it?
In the last few years? Yeah, for sure.
In the last 3 years? Okay.
More recent ring than the Celtics.
It's not my team. I'm not phased. Crazy.
More recent ring than the Nets.
It's crazy because I'm a Laker fan. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Whoa,
Big 17, dumb. Like Big 17. Hey, I told you. All wins, never lost. Justin,
Bucks.
Stop playing.
You never lose.
Stop playing.
Hey. Way of the bandwagon.
Jeez.
I'm a bandwagon football fan. I know. I'm the same way in football. I don't care. I just like who's winning.
Wild, bro. Ms. McQueen.
Rooting the integrity. The integrity of the game right here.
Ms. McQueen wants me to ask Justin about the Mark Price days. How are those days?
What, bro? How old do you think I am?
Old enough.
Yeah, shout out Mark Price.
Shout out Mark Price.
He rubbed his hands together like
he actually knew. Stop playing, bro. Stop playing.
Next topic. Don't even ask me about that name ever again. Mark Price.
What about him? What about him?
What's wrong with Mark Price?
Yeah, I'm about to say, why'd you say it like that, bro?
What's
Mark Price? What does that mean?
Ask me about that name, Mark Price.
What did Mark Price do to you?
I'm saying.
Nothing.
Yeah, I'm about to say, what happened?
For me?
What did he do for you? Better than John Stockton. Crazy. Anyways. Let's not get into this.
Why are we getting into these old head debates like this?
It's a basketball pod. What you mean? You want to talk about Lil Nas X now?
All right. Let's rip it. Better than talking about, what was his name? Fucking Mark Price.
Ew. Mark Price.
Mark Price.
Man, shout out Mark Price, man.
I don't know the first thing about Mark Price besides he played on the Cavs in like the 60s or something.
The 60s?
It was the 80s.
Some old head time.
The fact that as time goes on, they just group everything 60s, before 70s, the 80s. They just group everything the year 2000 together, bros. It's wild. It's wild. It's a 40-year span. 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Whatever, LeBron whatever. Wasn't there. Shit don't matter.
As long as Free Beasles is all irrelevant.
Clyde the Glide?
Oh, that's not even official lore. Hey, if it's pre-2000, it's not even official lore.
Oh my lord! Honestly,
how great can a how special can a guy be while he does is put his feet up when he dunks, bro? Oh, I'm sorry.
That is crazy though. The 90s crowd was going wild for the 8.
Can you imagine
that motherfucker said, "Check it out, guys! I'm on my knees." Crowd going crazy for Clyde the Glide, man.
Can you imagine somebody pulled down a dunk contest and just came out? You get a one.
And the crowd going crazy too. That's wild.
Bruh.
Even Jordan's dunks, I ain't gonna lie.
Imagine the crowd going crazy.
If motherfuckers pulled those dunks today, bro. Like what are you doing, bro? Get off the court.
What are you
bro.
Doing? What you trying to do?
What the fuck?
We're so spoiled, bro. I'm so spoiled, I literally can't watch any dunk contest before 2000. Like I can't watch none of that shit, man.
But even growing up though, like a dunk used to be so special. Like a three-pointer used to be so special. But now it's just kind of like next possession, there's another one. Like that's the thing I don't like about like the game being so offensively driven is that these like little moments they just kind of get normalized. I don't know if that's just me. Do y'all feel the same way?
No, I feel you. Definitely with the three ball. The three ball is definitely... The three ball, and it's become so important and so... Like, so many people rely on it that it drowned out the excitement of a dunk and drowned out the importance of inside play. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, the change because of the three-point line in basketball played around the world, in video games, everything.
I don't even get excited about most dunks unless it's like a poster at this point.
That's what I'm saying.
Facts.
Or it's like a sick like alley-oop or something crazy, but like...
Or just something.
Other than that, not really.
Yeah.
Depending, if somebody like
I mean, playoffs is different.
Yeah.
Like sometimes them strong dunks, man, they get to me, bro, when they really just throw it in.
Or honestly, any LeBron dunk gets to me.
Yeah, LeBron just got to... LeBron just got away with his dunks. You know what I'm saying? Like,
whatever.
Yeah, crazy. Shout out Big Bron. Shout out Big Bron. So yeah, Lil Nas X released a single. Have y'all seen the music video? Justin, have you seen the music video?
I saw something on Twitter. I didn't know. I haven't heard the song or seen the video, but I saw like, isn't he like doing some weird shit, like with Satan? I forget.
He gave Satan a lap dance.
A lap dance.
And the whole video is like really religious type shit, like a lot of Christianity references, and social media was going crazy. And then he's set to release a shoe, not with Nike, but with this company that does customs, where again it's whole Satan based. Devil based, the box and everything, and apparently there's literally one drop of blood for each fucking shoe.
Yeah. Now is that his blood, or is it just
blood?
A random person's blood.
I don't know the specifics. But do y'all have any type of way with everything going on? Do y'all have a problem with his message and how the music video went, or do you guys think people are overreacting? I'm honestly interested.
Justin, you got this. You can go first.
Go ahead,
I'm bro. Thinking, if you buy that shoe, you're fucking stupid. That was like $1,000 for some like
money talk. Hey,
you a dumbass. First and foremost, unless you're reselling it. But the music video, the song, haven't heard them, but I couldn't be worse than WAP, right?
Yeah, I haven't seen the music video then.
This is the whitest way possible to
say. WAP.
WAP.
Can't be worse than WAP. that WAP song them girls were singing just not too long ago.
Right? It could have. Am I wrong?
Depends on what you.
Is it more fitting to the MAGA group?
It is. It's not the MAGA. It's the imagery is honestly disturbing to me. Like,
Ben
I'm not
Shapiro
even
going to be upset, like, because it culturally appropriated his Christian. Oh wait, he's Jewish.
He's definitely not
Ben Shapiro. Generic MAGA man, I guess.
No, it doesn't feed into the MAGA crowd. But I'm being honest, and I'm not even like a ultra religious dude. The imagery in the music video is disturbing. I ain't gonna lie. And I watched it like 20 minutes before game, bro. Yeah, it is.
Maybe it's just not for you.
I don't know if it's a theory or if this is what Lil Nas X was trying to say with his tweet, because I was looking at his Twitter, because his Twitter has been going crazy.
Yeah, I think I follow him on Twitter. That's why I've seen all these things.
On his Twitter, he said, like, I spent all my life with people telling me what's going to happen to me because I'm gay, and not that. And now, I don't know, it's some hypocritical shit, but honestly,
come on.
I feel like he kind of makes a point. People, especially like hardcore Christian dudes, literally tell you that if you're gay, you're going to hell. You're going to hell. Mm-hmm. So Lil Nas X literally said, let me make going to hell lit. Shit, I'm gay. I'm here, you know what I'm saying?
I'm already here.
Hey,
that's,
why not embrace
it? That's literally what the tweet was. Yeah, that's literally what the tweet was. It said that my whole life people were telling me I was going to hell because I'm gay. So now that I went there, there's a problem.
Yeah. It makes sense. Like, I ain't gonna lie.
They're mad because the music videos of him in hell, or they're mad because he was shaking his booty on sin?
That's kind of both. Yeah, I think
it's the imagery of going to hell and making it seem like it's lit. You know what I'm saying? Just making Satan feel like the like a cool dude type shit. And you know how people get with that type of imagery.
Bro, Lil's been doing this. I mean, not to that degree. The whole making the devil seem like a cool dude he's been doing.
Yeah, he's been doing that.
I might just
not rubbing his booty cheeks on him, but you can think someone's a cool dude without rubbing your booty cheeks on them.
Yeah.
So, I was about to say there's
Lil Nas just took it to the next level.
Netflix, Lucifer.
What
about Lucifer on Netflix? It's literally about the devil coming to Earth, and because he's tired of being the ruler of hell, and he starts a fucking nightclub and meets a detective and starts like solving crime around the city with a detective, and it just makes he's a nightclub owner and he does all this extra shit. It's the devil. So, but he just seems like a cool dude, and he has like relatable real world issues with God and all these religious figures, and like it makes a whole, literally it'll change a Christian's mind and being like, devil's not that bad, and no one gives a fuck about that. So it's literally just because it's music, and it's a gay guy fucking twerking on the devil, and there are literal kids who picked this shit up from Fortnite because the Old Town Road that are just a couple years older now watching this. It's like that. Well, of course, what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, I will say being the social media guy, you know what I'm saying, looking at the creator side of things, Lil Nas X is a fucking genius.
Yes,
and he's doing this shit on purpose. He knows exactly.
Like I think every single he's put out has gone platinum, every single one. And specifically with this video, the imagery he used in the music video is getting people talking. He's going crazy on TikTok with like using the sound in every one of his videos. It's obviously being talked about on Twitter, on Instagram as well. And the shoe thing is, like, he's literally doing everything to make it something you'd want to tune in and watch for. So, in terms of marketing, motherfucker's a genius. Motherfucker's a genius. now, the connotations of the video, I'm going to be honest, obviously it's not something I really want my fucking kids to watch. Mm. And that's honestly understandable, though. I feel like that concern of, you know, you're fucking, if you're a parent with a, you know, 7-8-year-old seeing this type of content on YouTube, that is scary. That is scary. Even if you're religious or not, that's not really imagery you'd want to show out there. But I don't know. It's complicated.
Is it age restricted, do you think?
Hopefully.
I would hope so.
I would hope so.
Because when I heard about it, I was like, oh, so what? It was like something real quick or suggestive or some shit. Then I seen it, I was like, he's doing this. Oh, no, I feel uncomfortable now. Okay. Like, I just seen the clip. I didn't even listen. I've been heard the song.
I just saw the clip too, yeah.
Now, yeah, do you think it's Tyrell Joseph in the chat brought up an interesting point. Do y'all think people are caping for Lil Nas X and accepting what he did simply because he's gay? Or do you think if a Kendrick did this exact same thing, they would be all hate?
I'd probably troll Drake for it.
Drake,
what the fuck?
That's just a trolling. He'd be on Instagram.
Drake, what is you doing?
You fucking idiot.
What is this stuff? No, but I mean, I probably just wouldn't listen to the song if I really don't like it or watch the music video.
Yeah.
I hate on Drake every single day. And I still listen to him. So, who cares, you know?
Yeah, and I feel like it's easier said than done, but specifically with music and with social media now, bro, it's so easy to just, like, not watch it. Like, no one's forcing you to watch any of this.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know what's crazy is, like, back when we were younger, we listened to, like, the radio. Like, that's it. So what was on the radio, everyone knew. Yeah. There's, like, super popular songs, super popular artists I have never heard of in my life. Like some I don't use like TikTok or anything. So there'll be like the super popular song on there.
Yeah.
I'd be like, and I just won't know it. I sure won't know. And it's crazy because that's the type of stuff would never happen back when we were younger. Cause you know, if it was popular, yeah, it was on the radio. If it was on the radio, we heard it, everyone knew it, you know?
Yeah. Rule of thumb is if it's popular on TikTok, it's popular everywhere. And that's why I feel like a lot of musicians are focusing on TikTok a lot. Because one, it's easy to fucking blow up there. And two, if you blow up...
It's easy to blow up, yeah.
Hundreds of thousands of videos made with your music on it.
But it's hard to make something that you know will blow up. Because it's weird. Like, the craziest stuff will blow up. Even, like, 10-year-old songs will randomly... There's just, like, a snip from it and boom, blows up. So,
but I feel like you have control, though, with that, with TikTok especially. Like, you can just make... Not you can just make, but you can make a viral video around your song, and that's how you push the song out there instead of just putting it on YouTube and then hoping the radio and shit picks it up. So I think TikTok has honestly helped the music industry in terms of getting discoverability. But
what's his name doing that actually? Soulja Boy. Yeah, he's actually going on TikTok now, and he has a song that he's trying to get popping, and every video he's put is literally him doing his dance on the song, and he's getting a bunch of people to do it.
But I feel people know when you're forcing it. People know when you're forcing it. Like, I don't think what Soulja Boy is doing is going to work. The same way when Justin Bieber released Yummy, you know, he was pushing that on TikTok, doing all the ads and doing these weird-ass TikToks. I mean, the song did do well, but I don't think it was because of TikTok. Like, motherfuckers know when you're trying to fake it on TikTok just for some promo shit. Like, when Old Town Road blew up, that was organic. People were fucking with the song and doing trends to the song. It wasn't forced. I swear to God, with Yummy, when Justin Bieber rolled that out, there was a whole ass post, like, with instructions on how his fans should promote Yummy on TikTok. Like, it was fucking weird. It was weird.
Wasn't that the one where he was like, make a playlist of this song 10 times,
yeah,
just shuffle it and turn the volume on zero? I was like, dog.
Yo, Justin, yo, Beebs, what you trying to get into, bro?
Before, but never that bad.
Yeah,
like that's unimaginable to me. Like, being that low. Like, on, like, having no faith in your song to actually be popular that you feel like you have to force it. Especially if you're Justin Bieber. Like, you're famous, bro. All you have to do is make a mediocre song and you'll make a fuck ton of money off.
Especially with Justin, though. Justin Bieber. Not you, you know what I'm saying? There's two JBs in this world.
There's probably a few.
But I've said this, I don't know who I said this to, but I've said this recently, like, with the amount of money Justin Bieber made in the early 2010s, like, right now, we are literally seeing Justin Bieber make music that he legitimately wants to make, or at least he should be. Like, there's no pressure of him, like, getting all of these sales, being the number one artist in the world anymore. And the fact that he had to do that for Yummy, and I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but I really don't think he had to do that, bro. Like, release the music you want to at this point. Same thing with Kendrick, same thing with Drake, same thing with all these, like, J. Cole. Like, you have financial freedom already, bro. Just don't go OD with the promo. Don't go OD with the promo. Yeah, y'all copping those shoes?
Nah.
I know someone who is, though.
Is he copping it to actually cop it, or?
Or to sell it.
Nah, he's reselling.
Man, if it was Lil Nas X blood and you're like a super fan, I can see it. But this is just some random motherfucker's blood.
What?
Shoe. If you're a super fan of Lil Nas X, well, okay, think about it this way. If you're a super fan of Lil Nas X, you're probably into the demon shit to begin with, so
not really. This is recent. This isn't his brand. It's not like fucking Playboy Cardi.
Who did? Someone sold their hair, or something, or someone sold a celebrity's hair, and people bought it. So if you're selling shoes with a drop of blood, I can see it going crazy. Yeah. But if it's just some random dude's blood, like, I don't see the drive. Like,
is this Jamarcus?
Like, right?
Oh my god.
Jamarcus blood in there.
Jamarcus blood.
I got the Jamarcus fair. Hey, let me slide that over, cuz.
Is it human blood? Did they even specify?
Yeah, it's human blood.
Chicken blood in there.
Chicken.
What?
That's wild, bro. But this edgy shit isn't anything new, bro.
I guess to be fair, this is new for him.
Now I got a question. Do y'all consider Lil Nas X a rapper?
No.
A hip hop artist.
No.
Does he do his own production?
Does that matter?
Yes.
What the fuck?
Yes. Yes.
He does?
Let's just say no.
I don't think so.
No. Does he rap?
But that's the thing. See, that's the thing. What's the bar to be a hip hop artist? Is it to just use hip hop beats? Do you have to rap?
If he makes the hip hop beats, it's hard to say he's not a hip hop artist.
Because low key, like, if you listen to The Weeknd, he does spit bars in a decent amount of his songs. Like, it's not just fucking Mariah Carey type shit throughout, like Whitney Houston throughout the whole way.
It's still like 75-80%. Actually,
is it?
Some of his songs I would consider hip hop. He has Metro Boomin on a lot of his projects.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it is very hip hop.
So he is like super hip hop like type of production. Some songs I would consider hip hop songs, but most of them, I'm talking about The Weeknd right now, most of them I'd say aren't.
What about Post Malone? Someone in chat said, is Post Malone a hip hop artist?
He never was. Well, no.
That's cap. White Iverson really was a hip hop song.
No. It was more of a. It's hard to explain.
To an extent,
it was perceived as a hip hop song, like how we got it was a hip hop song. But he wasn't a hip hop artist. Like that. That's what I mean. Like, he made a hip hop song. Yes, White Iverson was a hip hop song. But even when White Iverson blew up, he was telling niggas he's not a hip hop artist. He's not a rapper.
He does have a lot of hip hop artists on his songs.
Okay, let me break it up.
More hip hop, you know.
Let me break it up to two questions. A, what is the bar for being a hip hop artist? And B, what is the bar for being a rapper? Let's answer A right now.
Because
I feel like the line, because of how mainstream hip hop music is, the lines are being blurred. Same thing is like the point guard conversation in the NBA. Like, is Jokic a point guard?
Say the same
is The Weeknd a rapper?
Recently.
No, it's like, all right, I will say is this. It's a mix and it's a blend of perception from like the fans and like the general public of people perceiving the music and what the musician intended to be and what they consider themselves to be. If there's a person that considers themselves a singer or an R&B artist, and they're making a song, and they consider it hip-hop inspired or whatever, and they throw a rapper on there, cool, they made a hip-hop song, but that doesn't make them a hip-hop artist. Cool, they got hip-hop songs. They're not hip-hop artists. But if
that's what I'm saying about The Weeknd.
Yeah, but if someone makes a song and, like, a Lil Uzi, well, look, I just depend. It depends on your discography and, like, how many songs do you have that can be clear-cut, definite rap songs? Like, you are rap. Like, again, it's really what the artist perceives themselves.
So, Chris Brown and Playboi Carti. I swear to God, I've heard Chris Brown spit more bars than Playboi Carti at this point.
It's not about bars.
So, it's not about... Is it...
Playboi Carti's production is, like, pure trap.
Okay.
So, it's, like, hard to even define it as anything else. What else would it even be?
I mean, it could be his new. It could be
a. I mean, besides, I guess you could say emo for his new songs, but
no. I agree. Playboi Carti is a hip hop artist and a rapper, but my question is, what makes Chris Brown not? If Playboi Carti is,
because he doesn't consider himself a hip hop rapper, a hip hop artist, and his biggest songs and majority of his songs aren't hip hop songs.
Yeah, they're especially not, his biggest they're songs.
They're not rap songs. They're like, again, his biggest. Songs are R&B songs. His biggest albums are R&B albums. He considers himself an R&B singer. That's what he pushed. That's what he's producing. Again, he's even said he has the capability to rap, and he has made rap songs. He's rapped and freestyled before, but again, that's a R&B singer deciding to rap. That's like if that's like what Myles Garrett, the football player. He's popping up playing basketball or whatever. He's a football player that's like, I'm pick a ball and I'm going to play basketball. I'm not magically an NBA player now. I'm just a football player playing basketball. Like, that's all it is.
Because Look At Me Now is definitely a rap song.
Definitely fire.
There's nothing R&B about that song.
Definitely.
But, yeah. I just feel like the lines are being blurred.
I feel you.
So what do you consider Lil Nas X? Cause the thing is, when people call like Drake and Lil Nas X and these people pop artists, hip hop is so engraved into pop music that it's like, so aren't they a hip hop artist? So what do y'all think about Lil Nas X in that sense?
I feel like Panini was definitely a hip hop song, right?
I don't know why, but the way you said Panini and just Panini? I forgot that song even existed.
Right? And as soon as he said it, it hit my head. And I remembered the Panini. Song
because it's got the Lil Nas X verse, and then it's got the Dope Baby verse, which is just like a normal like hip hop.
Let's verse, go,
not singing whatsoever.
Yeah.
And it's got, I'm trying to remember what the production on that song sounds like, but I'm pretty sure it's like it's not like
got the whistles.
Freddie Gibbs production, but it's like, it's definitely hip hop inspired, at least the production. It's got rapping verses on it. So yeah, that one. I mean, how many songs does Lil Nas X have? 4 or 5 total?
Got like a 5, yeah, like a 6 song album, and everything's been singles.
I only know like 2 of his songs. So, so based off those two, it's. Sure, why not, you know?
Is he a rapper?
He used to rap. In my opinion. Yeah, because I've actually heard, like, music before Old Town Road. Like, he made that song and blew. Like, I've known Lil Nas X for a minute. Mm-hmm. Like, before he made Old Town Road and signed that deal, he had, like, 2 mixtapes out. And he actually had songs where it was, like, upbeat and shit like that. He had plenty of songs where upbeat. He had plenty of songs where he was actually rapping. Like, there was a couple songs where actually I was like, yo, this shit's fire. Like, he actually rapped and was storytelling and shit like that. And his music was different. Then he drops Old Town Road, became this internet guy. Then he signed that deal, and they wiped all that shit off of Apple Music, Spot. They wiped all his fucking shit off. And it was literally Old Town Road Remix Part 2. Like, literally, that's all it was. And then from there, the perception was, okay, he only got Old Town Road. And then he drops a single, okay, his Old Town Road. They changed the perception.
Old Town Road, Old Round Toad, Old Town
Road. Old Round Toad.
Old Town Road again.
This motherfucker said Old Round Toad.
Panini, Rodeo, And then his team knew he was singing. He has a single with Nas.
Old Brown Toad.
Yeah.
Old Brown Toad.
That shit was trash. That shit with Nas was trash.
Oh, wow.
See, it's hard to say he's not hip-hop inspired. He has Da Baby on his songs, Young Thug.
Yo, why you say Nas, Da Baby like that,
bro? Da Baby.
Da Baby. Just as a clown, bro. Da Baby. What was that pronunciation we couldn't get Justin to say last time?
Guys, leave me alone.
Go ahead, bro. My bad.
I'm not very good at speaking.
Yeah, okay. I guess Lil Nas X is a hip hop artist, but not a rapper.
I mean,
he's capable of rapping.
His like, newer music, bro, it's like.
Is Trippie Redd a rapper?
No, he's a rock star.
I'm gonna take that little bitch to Topanga.
But he can't rap. He definitely can, but he just doesn't, or at least he doesn't
rap.
Do like.
He just doesn't.
Like, yeah, usually it's more melodic verses.
Oh, look at where you're going.
But he's still a hip hop artist.
Well, I think honestly with rap, I think there's so many genres of rap that it's easy to say all these guys are rappers. They're just different genres of rappers at this point. Like with rock music, you can call five different, like there's like eight different types of rock music, but at the end of the day, they're still rock stars. They're still rock bands.
What is alternative rock, bro? Like,
I was about to ask.
How's it rock but alternative? Alternative to what? What the fuck? Isn't that just a whole different genre? He was in rap at this point, bro. What the fuck?
Wait, is alternative the same as indie, or is that different?
I don't even know.
Like, even that, what is that? Indie rock?
Well, I think indie just means independent.
Just because you don't got fucking streams, you're indie?
I don't know. I think alternative rock would be like abstract. You know?
Abstract
like,
rock!
Like, think of...
What the fuck is going on right now?
Trying to think of the motherfucker's name. The Dilit dude.
Playboy Cardi? What the fuck?
Playboy Cardi has two...
He just keeps on missing!
Listen.
And then he rubs his hands!
Playboy Cardi has two trap albums, right? Yeah. Playboy Cardi and Die Lit.
Yes.
And then he has a whole lot of Red, which would be what you might consider like alternative trap. Because it's like kind of trap, but it's like...
Bro, it's trap. It's just ass.
It's
just bad trap.
I'm about to say. No, we heard you. We heard you.
This is tough.
What do you mean?
I don't think we hear us.
Justin, we hear you.
Justin, can you hear us?
Yo, say the baby. Oh my god, he left.
He left. He's about to come back.
This dude right here. I was like, yo, he didn't break up once. What the fuck? Yeah, bro.
Oh, man. But... Alternative trap.
Yeah, what does that mean? What does that mean?
I'm like, what the fuck is that? So that's just bad trap.
I'm being serious. So like, what are these alternative genres? To me, it makes no sense.
It doesn't make sense. I don't know. I mean, I don't listen to it. I would have to ask somebody that's like into that type of music or into rock music and know about genres of rock music. But to outside looking in, it's fucking weird. But again, there's different genres of rap music now. I just don't think people are ready to have the conversation of let's actually start grouping this shit.
That's true. I'm gonna go to the solo camera now until Justin gets back. But
right.
Let's see what else a producer Wordu sent us. He wants to talk about Joe Budden. I'm good, bro. I'm good.
Oh God, bro. Yeah, no one cares.
They're on a monthly hiatus. That's it, bro.
Oh, this man Justin.
Yeah, his Discord trash. Trash.
He said Discord trash. Oh god. He said his Discord trash.
Crazy.
Oh man.
Crazy. But how the chat doing? What's up, chat?
Chat, what are we looking like, chat?
What's good? We're waiting for LaBeouf to come back. Third star. I'm saying KD's out right now. So,
make some plays.
Oh. this dude. Dom, you have anything to talk about? How's life? How's life been, bro?
Life is good, man. Just out here, you know, trapping chilling, holes? Killing, posting vids. What?
Getting hoes?
Hey, man. Just out here trying, bro. Fishing, dropping that bait in the water, waiting for a nibble. You already know.
Nibble.
I went clubbing last night. It was pretty fun.
King Dom Stuns in the chat said, shut up, Dirk. Is that Kevin? That's from Kevin. Yo, that gotta be Kevin. Yo, is that the RJ that Barrett stan, bro? Oh my god, bro.
The RJ Barrett fan in the chat.
RJ Barrett stan in chat. Chat, hey, get on his ass. they about to turn on. Might be a minute. Man. He said Discord won't open. What the fuck?
This man, Justin.
This dude right here. Y'all, can we get a 2 Hype update? I have not watched their vid since the Mofi shit. Low key?
Neither have I.
Hey, let's explore their channel live on pod, bro.
Let's go.
It has been a minute since we've checked out the 2 Hype crew. Let's check it out.
So, who the fuck stands RJ Barrett?
RJ, let me hide my.
Boots. I ain't gonna lie. I thought RJ Barrett was the worst fucking player, bro. That nigga's trash. I mean, apparently he's been doing better, but I wouldn't know because who the fuck watches the Knicks? Like, who decides? That's what I'm gonna do with my life. Watch the Knicks.
All right, so I got their channel pulled up right now. I'm gonna share my screen to Dom. Hold on.
Oh, let me see.
All right. So that is their channel right now. The 2 Hype shit was clearly right here. Let me zoom in for chat. Clearly right here, y'all can see the 62%. And then they didn't upload for 2 months, and then they did this video. And let's just be honest, this is still a lot of views, but compared to their standard, their views was down, because before that, 1.3, 2.3, 1.8, 1.7, 2.2, 1.2, and then they go to 560. And then the next video, 620, okay, a little bit step up. And then 431. Sheesh, that's shady. That's tough. Mm. That's tough, but I was going to say they're getting bad. They did 900K on this, 1.1. Yo, what is this thumbnail? Yo, Cash, what you...
I have no idea.
Cash, what you trying to get into, bro? Jesus Christ.
What the fuck?
Yo, you see that? What is that? And then they got 1.2 3 weeks ago, 930 2 weeks ago, 644, and they uploaded yesterday. 2 Hype $6,000 outfit plus sneaker battle? What does that mean?
What the fuck is even going on? They're so Hollywood.
Yeah, this man, LSK, got a mustache now, bro. I don't know how I feel about that.
Looks even more weird. He looks even more untrustworthy.
Now, let's look at the best group in the land next to Let's Keep It a Buck.
Can you guys hear me?
Already.
Look at the AMP boys. AMP Slam Ball 1.2? For a group that started a year ago, they're doing... They're on track. You know what I'm saying? They're putting up Luka second year numbers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, facts. They're already putting up. Oh,
shout out Miracle Man with the gifted? 5 gifted. Hey. It's been a minute.
Oh, you know who you should check out next, B-Souls?
Who?
Check out that boy Downchurch 97.
This is right here, bro. I can't.
I'm back. I'm the iPhone.
This dude.
I'm in my Domo bag.
500 subs,
hey, sub the Domo, hey, we here.
Lakers. Hey, sub, are you in Club Lakers?
Look at these. Yeah, we got 50%. Yo, Dom going crazy on the YouTube shorts, and he uploading them wrong too, bro. Crazy.
Imagine.
Do you put hashtag shorts in the description?
No.
Or the title?
No.
That you not uploading shorts?
I'm not.
No, bro. You're just uploading.
You're uploading longs.
No. You're just longs.
They pop up in shorts in the mobile, though. Like, when I go on my channel on mobile, it pops up in shorts.
Interesting. I don't know. The qualifications for shorts is kind of iffy.
Oh.
But, all right. Justin's back.
I feel it.
Justin's back. Hey. Shout out. Oh, CMB coming back with the Heat 10 gifted. Hey, let me get my gunshots in. Look, the boys are back.
Hey,
shout out to Twitch chat. I'm saying, LaBouf, how was your technical difficulties?
Wow, Biso's not even sub the Damo. I know, right? That's crazy.
There you go.
Discord not working on my computer right now, but we got the backup, the iPhone.
What happened? Like, literally, when you said, "Can you hear me?" I was like, "Yeah." Like, you never broke up during that whole...
You guys froze and, like, didn't move. So, and I waited, and, like, it didn't unfreeze. So, I like, closed the app and tried to restart it, and it, like, won't restart, and it keeps saying failed. So...
Tough scene.
It do not matter. We back.
It do not matter. Boys are back. Yeah, we were just checking up on 2 Hype.
You know the vibes.
Remember them, Justin? Or yeah, is that casual, too far back?
The casual 2 Hype check it. Oh, shit. Give me 1 second, boys. I'm back. We're back in the mainframe. Hacker man over here.
Yo, this dude.
This dude.
It's been a minute since we've had technical struggles like this. I ain't gonna lie. We've been doing good. You know what I'm saying?
Real good. This isn't me this time. I'm good. I've been shit.
Yo, there's been so many times Dom be lagging. Dom goes, fuck! And just leaves chat. Fucks out the layout for everyone.
Are we back?
It goes back. All right. I'm going to stay in here, but I'm not turning on my camera. You're still fucking up the layout. What the fuck? All right.
Listen, I didn't mess up anything. I did it perfectly fine. Everything looks clean.
Justin's back. V Sold Lyric says, V Souls, have you changed your opinion about your top 50 or is it the same? All time or right now? I'm going to be honest with my list. They're very dynamic. I mean, it just depends on what I'm feeling that month. I'm not going to lie. Like, sometimes, yo, Steve Nash might be better than J.K., man. You know, other months, it's like, yo, J-Kid's definitely better than Steve Nash.
You never know. So,
never know.
How I'm feeling.
Yeah, but I don't think I've ever had a moment where I thought LeBron was a GOAT, so tough.
Ever?
Tough. Shout out to CMB for
that. You haven't seen the light yet? Even as a Lakers
Okay,
fan?
There was one, literally after the 2016 finals, that 2 weeks after, I was like, okay, aside from scoring, what does Jordan do better? And then I came to my senses.
Speaking of Jordan, you know what I found out today? Jordan has the record for the worst score in the 3-point contest of all time. Man got a 5.
Really?
That's terrible.
Shit. I mean, what kind of goal is that?
I saw it on the internet, so it could be wrong. But
that's
5.
So many points LeBron scored in the fourth quarter in 2011, bro. That's crazy.
It says, Jordan's 5 for 30 showing in the 1990s three-point contest gave him the worst percentage of points ever.
Was that 97?
90.
I remember there was a stretch. I remember there was a stretch in the 90s where they shortened the three-point line, and his percentage went up to like 43%. So I don't know if it was that year and they were just like, okay, Jordan, I guess you're good enough to do a 3-point contest. It was like, oh, okay.
So he shot the worst ever 3-point contest on a shorter 3-point line.
No, I don't know if it was that year. I don't think it was 1990 because you said it was a 1990 3-point contest. Yeah. But He might have just been on his Dame shit and be like, all right, let me participate in all these contests. Remember that 1 year Dame was in the dunk contest? Like, what the fuck is Damian Lillard doing in the dunk contest?
That year, Dame was in the Rising Stars, the Skills Challenge, the three-point, the dunk contest, and the All-Star game, bro.
Yeah. I was like, yo,
That man, Dame was everywhere during All-Star
weekend. What is Dame doing at the slam dunk, the Sprite Slam Dunk contest?
Actually had ups though. Like he does. Too.
It looks like the normal 3-point line. To me.
To you.
So I guess to you. I don't know. It's based off visuals.
Interesting.
Okay. I'll let it slide, Jordan. I'll let it slide.
I'm not coming for your bald headed head, boy. Trash.
This dude right here. Any more topics? We can end it right now. End this breakout room. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, do you think you could beat Jordan in a 3-point contest?
In 1990, yeah.
No, but Dom thinks he can beat Pat Bev in a 3-point contest.
I could beat Pat Bev right now. Off the couch in a 3-point contest. Bro. 3-point contest.
I need to see how fast a shot is, bro. Because I ain't going to lie, if it's a time thing, I don't know if you're going to get all the shots up, bro. If your shot's slow, I'm just saying.
It doesn't matter. He just has to make the
first. My shot's coach nigga.
What do you think, Pat? Buddy. What do you think, Pat? Bev will get out of 30 on a 3-point contest.
Less than me.
Coach Nick certified. Hey!
You win. Okay.
Coach Nick stamped my jump shot, buddy.
We were in a locker room with Coach Nick. Motherfucker's just like, yo, Coach Nick, if I send you my tape, can you give me tips on my J? And Dom just had to sneak in. Hey, Coach Nick, I can too. Like, I can save him up for this too.
I'm like, hey, we judging jump shots. I think my jump shot's pretty nice. Get somebody that judges jumpers. That man looked at mine one time. He was like, I mean, the angle's pretty bad, but from what I can see, I mean, the form is right. I like it. Good motion. Nice. The knees are right. I like your shot. Yeah. I'm like, you goddamn right, yeah.
Yeah.
10 toes down, yeah. So Pat Bev in trouble. I don't care, bro.
That's crazy. Pat Bev in trouble. That's crazy.
So you think you could beat Pat Bev but not Jordan?
In 1990, I could beat Michael Jordan.
Well, Pat Bev is a better 3-point shooter than Jordan.
I was going to say, that was going to be my next question. Who would win, Jordan or Pat Bev?
I mean, Julius Randle's a better shooter than Michael Jordan. If we're going by 1990.
Yikes. Bro, even if we go by 1990, I don't know if I'd beat Jordan.
I don't know if I'd beat Jordan in any basketball competition.
I could maybe tie him.
I'll be honest.
But you don't think you can roll a ball faster than Michael Jordan?
No.
He probably rolls it so fast.
Dumb. Yeah, you haven't
probably.
You haven't seen me play fucking softball during gym, bro. I ain't got the heater like that, bro. Put me in outfield.
You got the...
I'll catch the ball, but it might not make it to the home base, bro. Might not even make it to second base, bro. I need that. Boop. And then you could throw it. Type shit.
The cutoff?
Oh, nah.
Yeah. Shout out to Miracle Man for the one gifted.
I was a recess legend, bro. I was Will Chamberlain out there in schoolyards back in the day, man. Hey. I was good at everything.
Once that basketball session rolls around in gym, though, hey, I'm a captain.
I'm a captain.
But in any other units, volleyball, low key. Hey, when you serve, I had a game where I went 22 zip. You know what I'm saying, hey, it's crazy. I knew the weak spot of the other team. There's always that one kid on the other team that just there's always that one kid that's just so unathletic and uncoordinated. Just talking, boop.
Just in his area, he's never touched.
Never. They tried to rotate the defense on me too. It's crazy. I was going there now.
When we play softball, there's the one kid on the infield. You know, will never catch a grounder.
That was me. So
you just, yeah. Intentionally every time. It doesn't even have to be hard.
That was me. That was me. Dude, I remember one time it was a softball unit. I had gym at like the first period. It was a cold day outside, bro. I tried to catch a ground ball with the hand that doesn't have a glove because I don't know how softball works. Split my thumb open.
Wait, softball?
Yes.
You go to the nurse?
No, it was baseball actually. We were doing drills and I don't know what we were doing. But I went to my fucking PE teacher. I was like, yo, I think I need to go to the nurse. And she was like, yeah, you definitely need to go to the nurse. That shit was dripping. Drip too hard.
Drip too hard. Dom, I just want you to know, you ain't slick. You got a light on in your room. You ever heard of shadow? What happened? I just saw you roll that hole backwards in the shadow of your t-shirt. You ain't slick.
That's wild.
Hey, man. What are we talking about?
We're talking about B-Soul splitting his thumb. All right, this is
an honest question.
What do you guys think of trying in gym class? Because this is polarizing.
What do you mean trying?
Some people be like, oh, what the fuck? You're trying hard in gym class. Like, what's wrong with you? And some motherfuckers will just be like, full try hard. You know?
Hey, some motherfuckers are losers and some motherfuckers are winners. That's how I look at it. I didn't do nothing to lose ever.
So depends on the unit. Depends on the
game. Oh, yeah. Depends on the game.
You're not going to see me going all out in the mind.
Like, I don't know if Dom had this, but at least for me and Justin's high school, we had, like, adventure sophomore year. It was a bunch of, like, rock climbing.
Yeah, it's like rock climbing.
Like, rope, like, tights and, like, rope things.
There was one.
I didn't try in that class. I'm like, bro, I can't climb.
50 feet in the air.
That shit was, I was like, no. Yeah, I'm definitely at a white school right now.
Because if you think about it, the best thing about that class is there's 30 people in the class. The teacher can only be like, what's it called? Holding up one person on the wall at a time.
Yeah.
So you do 5 minutes of rock wall climbing and just sit there the rest of the class.
I hated rock climbing, bro. Oh my God. I get my hands get sweaty too. So sometimes I just didn't have grip to fucking hold on to the rock. I'm like, yo, I can't go up.
Yeah,
so I give up like three steps. three steps. Like, bro, I can't do this. But good times, good times. Don, what do you think about?
Yeah, that's my opinion.
Trying.
I feel like I'm not gonna go hard, but if you're gonna make me go in the locker room and change into gym shorts, might as well at least play, at least try. You know, at least be entertained. I'm so bored throughout the day.
I got pride in me. You know what I'm saying? I got a little pride in me.
I'm about to say, basketball. They rolling basketballs out. I'm LeBron.
Facts.
Barry Bonds.
No, but that's what I'm saying. There'll be motherfuckers that will literally just not shoot. They'll have the ball and they won't shoot.
Bro, basketball is my shit.
Not on my team.
First 10 minutes of class, shoot around. Standing there with the ball, not a single shot. Like, bro,
I wouldn't notice them because I'm getting my warm up shots in. I'm getting game
facts,
ready.
Facts.
You know, like, you know how they say, Kobe always went game speed. I'm over there before we. Everybody sitting there shooting around. I'm over game speed getting my little.
Pump fake.
Hey, man, I need my change. Thank you. All right, we ready? All right, Bella's team.
I would not want to play against Dom in gym class basketball.
Everyone hated it. It was so competitive for no reason. It was prison ball.
I was the sixth point guard in PE, bro.
You know, if I got one block calculus after, I'm not trying to sweat like that. Like. You know,
For some reason, though, I don't know if it was just the luck of the draw with me, but for all my PE teachers, they would always make the basketball unit the shortest one out of everyone. Then we spent like fucking 8 weeks on volleyball. I'm like, bro, let's play some ball, bro. I'm trying to just say, crazy. I still feel
I think they shorten the ones that people like the most. Because kids like us just go too hard, and then they have to actually like be a gym teacher and like make sure we're not injuring people. the basketball unit was always the shortest, but always had the most injuries. We had kids with broken legs coming out of the basketball unit.
Hey, I still feel like I was held back in my rec league days, bro. Ain't gonna lie, I had the guard like skills. I just didn't have the guard like stamina and speed. So they would run me at small ball four, and I just couldn't grab a rebound. Like, yo,
small ball four,
all 5'6" of them.
Like, bro, give it to me in the perimeter. They just wouldn't trust me. And then there was one game I had 10 points. You know what I'm saying? Jab, one dribble, pull up, drain it, and then they gave me more touches by the end of the season. I'm like, bro, I'm not a small ball four. Stop running me like Tom Einstein out here, bro. Crazy.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
Crazy. Yo, Cobra said Tom is doing the silhouette challenge.
Fuck out of here.
Crazy.
Oh man.
All right, well.
That shadow is revealing back there, though.
The dude's never picked me in gym class. B-Souls, were you ever picked last in gym class?
I feel. For baseball, yeah, softball. I suck at the softball.
The worst feel is when you see all your homies pick before you. You're standing there on the line, like, dog. I swear to God, if you don't pick me, if you don't pick me next round.
No, but they knew when basketball unit came around. I'm like, hey, I'm captains. I'm picking you, bitch. You know what I'm saying, I'm remember this.
I hated being captain.
I was Deion Sanders. I was always a first round pick. I was not first pick. I was low as I go was third. By that third pick, I was out of there. They ain't letting Dom slide. Volleyball second pick. First, basketball, I was a captain. It was no picking me. I was a captain. Baseball, third pick. You know, you wanted to get somebody that could actually throw, somebody that you know that was an outfield that knew they was doing. And it had me. I was out there just catching shit and launching shit. You don't know how many times I launched shit over home plate.
Yeah.
Just being ignorant. Just, oh, zoom. They're like, dumb. You're close. Oh, my fault. I was too
into. Oh, you know why I got picked last in softball? I couldn't hit the ball for shit.
It would be that one kid they give 10 strikes to.
No, because in PE, because they know everyone obviously has different playing levels. Like, there wouldn't be strikeouts. They would just hit it until.
Yeah, it's like swing until you touch it.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's just say it took me like 7-8 times most times. Motherfuckers hated me. Motherfuckers hated me, bro. Then once I hit it, it'd be like a small little boop. First base, you're out. Yes, yeah, softball in my game, bro. Baseball in my game. But
all those strikes, yeah. Just to get out at first base. I would have hated you too. Oh, I took up so
much time, bro. It's,
yo, it's and wild. You're the kid batting next. You're just like, B-Souls, touch the ball, bro. I'm trying to bat.
Bro, don't let me be the nigga at first base. I'd have called it and be like, bro, I waited 20 minutes just for that. Like,
crazy, crazy. But midfield, though, that's my spot. I'm saying, but hey, that bat spot, not for me.
Not for me.
But yeah, man. So y'all want to close out the pod?
I mean, yeah, we can.
Yeah, all right. Well, shout out to the Twitch chat. You know what I'm saying? We got a decent amount of subs today. Shout out CMB. Shout out to Miracle Man for showing out. Shout out to y'all as well, just for staying in tune. Shout out to the two new Patreons, Jaybird and Jason. Shout out to Cam. We love you. But let's do outros. Dom, say goodbye to the people.
Yo, yo. Been your mom's favorite midnight snack. Can't wait to come back. Y'all should check me out on TikTok. Got some heat over there. Check me out on YouTube. Dontrust97. Same as the TikTok. And catch us on Locker Room, baby. Yeah, we out there.
Yeah. Justin, go ahead, bro. Say goodbye to the chat.
If you were LeBron, is his first years, would you stay on the Cavs or leave like he did?
Leave.
What is that?
Bro, you know what
that means. I would leave the Cavs. GG's, everyone. It's been a great week. Sorry for the technical difficulties. I'll see y'all Wednesday.
All right, peace out, yo. Peace out.